And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
So Jalisco, Jalisco, to Tenes, to Novia, me Guadalajara. Muchacha bonita, la perlas más raja, en todo Jalisco es me Guadalajara.
To help move this process along. Today I'm laying out my ideas for immigration reform.
All right, let's pause here. Did you ever think the time would come in American history that you would actually miss Ted Chappaquiddick Kennedy? Welcome to the Savage Nation. Did you ever think the time would come that you'd miss the cheerful drunk singing in Mexican Spanish for the adoring crowds? At least there was comic relief in Ed Kennedy. The man could get on the gin. He could have a song. He was like an old Irish ward boss. It was colorful. It was American. With Obama, it's nothing but day in and day out threatening behavior. Threatening behavior. Threatening everybody. Threatening everybody. Day and night. Do it my way or the highway. I am God. So we're missing Kennedy tonight. And there's the related stories to this immigration, which we're going to talk about, because for some reason, there are those in radio who think Marco Rubio is interesting to listen to. Now, Marco Rubio is a novice. Marco Rubio, he's a lightweight. Let's put it to you that way. He sounds like a kid. Doesn't mean that he's a bad guy, good guy, but he's a child. He is a child, a political child. Why are they latching onto Marco Rubio? Why? Because he's Latino. That's enough. He's an Hispanic. That already makes him better than Albert Einstein to the Republican Party. They're grasping at straws, in my opinion. Now, Rubio would have been a better vice presidential candidate than that lunatic Ryan, the nobody Ryan. I said it then. I say it again. Because Rubio's story at the convention of his father was beautiful. But he's not a presidential candidate. He is not a presidential candidate. Let me repeat that. And if the Republicans are thinking of running Rubio in 2016, there's only one reason, and that is because they're working for Hillary Clinton. So when I hear that Rubio was all over radio today, I have to scratch my head and say why. What did he say that's so interesting about immigration that we haven't heard? GOP strategist, someone I never heard of named Alex Castellano, said, "This is going to be tough for Republicans and the recidivist elements in our party. They're now calling patriots and nationalists recidivist elements in our party." Let me remind you of something, Alex Castellanos. No one ever heard of you. And you are not a recidivist element. You're an unknown element in America. No one ever heard of you. And yet they're quoting him as though this is the truth. My newsletter came out. It's a short take. I'll read it to you. In today's issue, Dr. Savage denounced the amnesty proposals being put forward by the leaders of both parties. He noted that Hispanic gangs are openly attacking African Americans in Los Angeles, while Obama remains silent. Savage told his listeners, both big parties now want to add 30 million illegal aliens onto the citizenship rolls. Savage said, now let's put aside issues of demography. Why they won't speak English. Why they won't wave the American flag but wave the Mexican flag instead. Let's put all that aside. Who is going to pay for their health care? By the way, I don't want to hear one more story about the sacred immigrant. Let me point you to a story in the Los Angeles Times. They report that Hispanic gangs are terrorizing blacks in Compton, California, telling them to get out of the city. In other words, they've declared war on blacks in American cities. Meanwhile, Obama has declared war on everything that's still decent in the country today. Did you know that God was all but eliminated from the inauguration? Obama was the first president in history not to mention God during his inauguration. We're in for a very difficult 4 years. If you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, you can. If you'd like me to talk about immigration, no one could do a better job than I because I've been doing it since 1994 in the most intelligent fashion. I own this topic. It doesn't mean I'm the only one qualified to speak on it, but I know more about it than anyone. The watchwords of my program are simply borders, language, and culture. That's it. And I believe that granting amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens, as both parties seem intent upon doing, will permanently destroy the United States of America. For many reasons, And I don't really know how even Democrats, who are usually cheap and stingy, the Democrats that I've come to know over the years are usually the stingiest people I've ever met on the planet. They tip terribly. And all they really care about is, you know, look, like most of us, as much as they can get out of the society for free or for very putting as little in and get the most out. They're not different than most people in that regard. Why would Democrats want to cut up the small amount of social services that are left already and give them away to non-citizens? I'll never understand. You know, Rocco Rubio, if they're running him, it's over. Hillary may as well be anointed president in 2016. Or they may as well eliminate term limits and have Obama president again, because Rocco Rubio cannot win. He's too green. Too green. He sounds like I'm sorry, there's a tinge of the Beavis and Butthead in him still. He hasn't matured. There's a few years left before he has any leadership in The Voice. Ah! Who's gonna... Here's a story from the Washington Free Beacon. Chinese missile technicians spotted in Egypt. Egypt! Chinese missile technicians spotted in Egypt. They're working with North Koreans to upgrade Scuds. That does it. I'm not eating any more Chinese food. That's it. That's the last straw. I will protest in my own way. First of all, I had Chinese food in my favorite place in the city, and my skin broke out already from the sauce. It was so good. You know, I went in early before the show. The show starts so late in the day that I walked around downtown. Gorgeous weather, sunny, this and that. Not hot, warm, cool. Typical Bay Area weather, which is gorgeous. The Bay is a China blue, as I describe in my novels. I know colors as well as anybody. I paint with words. Nevertheless, I walked around. So I walked from the ferry terminal up Market Street, if you know San Francisco. I made a left. I was looking for something. I forget what I was looking. And I love to see the architecture of the office buildings, the old ones, the new ones. And I make my observations as I go along. I noticed that San Francisco has about the worst-dressed people of any major city in America. Perhaps the worst. There are many reasons for this. Nobody dresses. They dress down to look poor. Many of them are not. You don't have to be rich to dress with some dignity. No dignity. Like bums. Like hobos. Female hobos. Male hobos. I've never seen anything like it. Now, I'm not one of these guys who dresses with spats. Don't get me wrong. I don't even wear a tie. But I observed that they're about the worst-dressed people in a major city in America, in San Francisco. There's something, like, seedy about it. Everyone has a seedy look. Shadowy and seedy. You almost see nobody looking good in San Francisco, everyone, except people from out of town coming in for business. The people who work there, they look awful. That's number one. Number two, streets are filthy, garbage. Gorgeous city. Garbage everywhere. Everywhere you turn, filth. And the city's booming. The paper says the tech boom. The coffers are overflowing. But that's a beautiful city. And I could have eaten in any restaurant in the city. I walked past some, you know, upscale good ones. I walked down a lane. There was a Spanish restaurant I wanted to try, but I looked at it, and I realized if I sat down, it would be 20 minutes. I'd be eating bread and gagging till they brought me. I said, no, I don't have the patience. I wound up back in the Chinese dump I've been eating in for 18 years. Why? Comfort food for me. I knew by 2 o'clock already it would almost be nobody left in there but the owner. It's just like a dark, cavernous, greasy spoon Chinese restaurant. Plus, I got to tell you, since my food poisoning incident in the pizza joint, I didn't want to try anything new. At least in this Chinese place, I never get food poisoning. Indigestion, yes. Constant indigestion every time I eat there. But at least I know what it's from. It's from the Hunan sauce. It's so hot that it, like, burns your stomach lining. But at least I know that it's going to... You know what I'm saying? You don't get sick from it. You just get a slight indigestion. Then I eat a banana later on, which absorbs. Then at night I have spaghetti with no sauce, which absorbs, and it's gone. But now my legs are like, broke out from the Chinese food. But now when I see the story, Chinese missile technicians spotted in Egypt, that does it. It shows you how prescient I am. The reason I'm light on my feet tonight is because I feel good. I don't feel heavy. I don't feel burdened. And I know that my novel, A Time for War, is so timely, where the enemy is China itself and their plants in America. When I read a thing like this, China is covertly working with North Koreans to modernize Egypt's short-range missile systems. That's unbelievable. So what, I'm supposed to worry about that while Obama is sending the Muslim Brotherhood F-16s and 400 tanks? Obama may as well be working for the North Koreans or the Chinese. Why is Obama funding the Muslim Brotherhood and giving them airplanes and tanks? Go ask the synagogues in America how they feel about it. Oh, you said the word. You can't say it. Oh, what happened? What happened to my Jewish community in America? Where'd they go? Who's the leader of it? Who's the leader of the Jewish community in America that doesn't say boo as Hitler rises around the earth? And our president sends weapons to Hitler, airplanes, tanks. Not a Jewish voice in America. The Holocaust is going to happen again. Where are they? Where are all the leaders of the Jewish community? Where'd they go in this country? It's 1939. And because they elected Obama, they don't say a word. Hush, hush. He sends 400 of the latest tanks, F-16s. Not one word from a Jewish leader in America. Tell me who the Jewish leaders are. Name one. Can you name one? Name one. Name one Jewish leader. There are none. There's no Jewish leadership. There is no Jewish leadership. We have none. Nothing. Zero. If you care to call the show, the phone number is 855-407-2822. I want to hear Kennedy singing for a minute, guys, before we take a break. Jalisco. Please play Jalisco.
Jalisco, Jalisco, Jalisco.
Jalisco, sorry.
Lieutenant to Novia, me Guadalajara.
I'm sorry. That is so charming. Like from the next world, coming back to charm us. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO traffic. Disabled vehicle in San Francisco. It's 80 eastbound just before 7th Street. That's blocking the right lane. And in Pleasanton, we have a crash 580 westbound at Hacienda Drive. Second lane from the left blocked there. In Davis, a stall on 80 westbound before Old Davis Road. Second lane from the left as well blocked there. And in San Rafael, we have a multi-vehicle crash. It's on 101 northbound before Manuel T. Freitas Parkway. That's affecting the right shoulder. Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Shot,
swap. Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak.
Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Shot, swap.
Find
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB, so get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Yep, it finally happened. Mortgage rates shot up. Where do they go from here? Three possibilities. Up more, back down, or stay the same. Who really knows? The simple truth is that if your current mortgage rate is higher than cash calls rate in this commercial, you should call now and refi without sinking any closing costs, not one dime, into a new loan. This way you save right now if rates go up or move sideways. And you can refi again without losing that dime if rates come back down. By acting now, you win, no matter what. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH to refi without closing costs with a 30-year fixed 4.25% rate and APR. It's so simple. Save now and save the maximum later. No matter what happens, you'll be glad you didn't procrastinate. Call 866-590-CASH for a no-closing-cost refi now.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
The Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Don't watch the movie on TV. It's not related to what I'm saying, but it is in a certain way. You'll see where my mind goes with this. Just follow. Follow the bouncing mind. I was bored. It was after the show, whatever, and I went home, got in bed, dog, door, gun, alarms, the whole. And then I was searching around, and I caught the end of the horrible biopic called Hemingway and Gellhorn. But I was captivated by it. It was so bad that I couldn't stop watching it. I don't think I'd ever seen anything as predictably horrendous. It was done by Philip Kaufman, who has to be the worst film director in the United States of America. He lives here in San Francisco. I don't know why he's popular with a certain crowd. I know his son married Nancy Pelosi's daughter. That's neither here nor there, but there is something there. Wait, you see where this goes now. So it's the Hemingway-Gellhorn fable. You know who Hemingway is, of course. Gellhorn was a female journalist who was nobody till she met him. She sucked off his fame, and she became famous, and she made believe it was her genius, not his, that made her famous, blah, blah, blah. But there were so many bad scenes in the movie that I couldn't stop watching it. I could not believe that it was so poorly made, and yet I was captivated by it. Can anyone explain? Did anyone see this movie, the Hemingway-Gellhorn movie? What's interesting to me is that I know someone who knows Philip Kaufman who told me that he was making this thing about Hemingway 2-3 years ago. So I said, that's interesting because I love Hemingway. I'd like to meet Philip. Never met him because he's a lefty, far-left radical Kaufman, obviously. That if he's married into the Pelosi clan, no, he's a conservative. Nevertheless, I was told at the time that James Gandolfini was playing Hemingway. That's what I was told. And then it never came out. So I figured it got shelved. But as I'm watching it, at the end of the credits, it says co-executive producer James Gandolfini. But the guy who played Hemingway, I forget his name, who knows, he was a brutish kind of a man. He played the brutish Hemingway. The woman who played Gellhorn is so gorgeous. I mean, I guess it was because of her that I watched it. I have to admit it. Although I forget her name as well. Australian actress. Does anyone know what I'm talking about here? Please don't beat me up here with politics right now. Can someone help me out? Did anyone see a Hemingway and Gellhorn yet on television? Is there anyone listening who does anything but follow politics? Because I'm not going to do... No, okay, no. No one listens. No one watches. I think what it is that most of my listeners don't have cable. That's why a lot of my references make no sense to anybody. They don't know what I'm talking... It's available on Netflix, okay? The most comedic, horrendous scene in it is an actor who was otherwise good who plays a Russian general in the most absurd comedic way, trying to be serious, I've ever seen in my life. Whoever tells me the name of the actor who played the Russian general who Hemingway dares to a game of Russian roulette where they put a handkerchief in their mouth, probably one of the worst scenes I've ever seen. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. So no one listening to the Savage Nation has a cable in their house. They only have like 2, 4, 5, and 7. And PBS, that's all they get? Oh, boy, that's why talk radio is limited. I mean, unless you get cable and you watch this stuff once in a while, I mean, that I watch. In other words, I caught the tail end of it. Let me level with you. I caught the tail end of the movie. Oh, I remember now. It was before the radio show. I caught the last 30 minutes of the movie. And since I'm fascinated with Hemingway, many of the scenes were set in Cuba, allegedly in Cuba. And I love Cuban music. And then they did a very good mock-up of his boat, the Pilar, which I wrote about in Abuse of Power, because I studied in great detail from a boating magazine. A terrible boat compared to what I have. When I was a kid in the Bronx, and the biggest boat I had been on was the Staten Island Ferry, next to a rowboat in Monticello, New York. So to me, I didn't understand boats. Then when I grew up, I went to Europe on ships because I always had a romantic notion of the sea and this and that. But when I heard Hemingway had a yacht called the Pilar, and him and his friends went out in the Caribbean Sea outside of Cuba, and they mounted guns on it, and they were looking for German submarines. I mean, it was very romantic. I didn't know it was like a 35-foot boat with a single Chrysler a flathead on it. I had no idea. It wasn't that fast. For those days, I mean, maybe that's the kind of way boats were. But my boat's bigger and faster than his, so that means I'm more macho than him. Listen. There was another great scene in that movie, and I don't know if it's true. Apparently, so I was getting to the politics. So Hemingway and Gellhorn go to the Spanish to cover the Spanish Civil War. Every word in that HBO special, every line was a leftist line out of a college play. Every word was there, the fascists, kill the fascists, kill the fascists. Viva la República, kill the fascists. And Hemingway and Gellhorn were right on the front lines, killing and shooting at the fascists. Every line was about fascists, fascists. And then they were intercutting it with newsreel photos of the period, which was very good. That was a technique I got to give them credit for. The intercutting to fake newsreel footage and going to a grainy film stock was brilliant. That was good. Technically superb. I did not like the last scene of Hemingway putting the shotgun to his mouth. Sorry. Where Papa put the gun to his head. I blame the Mayo Clinic for the suicide. Oh, yes. I'll tell you about it why in a minute when I come back.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Good evening, Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. BART trains are back in service after a 4-day worker strike. A total of 35 trains were in service as of 3 p.m. this afternoon when service resumed on the BART system. The Amalgamated Transit Union Local and the Service Employees International Union Local had called for the strike, which began Monday when the union's previous 4-year contracts expired. After ongoing negotiations ended just before 11 o'clock last night, BART management and the unions agreed to extend the previous contract for 30 days while both sides continue working toward a new contract. KSFO traffic, we have a stall. It's 680 southbound at the 580 West Connector in Pleasanton. The center lane's affected there. And in San Rafael, a multi-vehicle accident on 101 northbound before Manuel T. Freitas Parkway. Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Brought to you by Big O Tires. It's Big O Tires red, white, and blue tag sale. Save up to $100 on select tires or services for a limited time. Visit BigOTires.com for offer details and the store nearest you. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Shop Swap.
Find
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'donnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
$5 trillion in debt. $5
trillion. Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Illegal immigration. We're talking about the Democrats and Republicans trying to flood America with illegals. We're talking about Rubio. He's finished politically for coming out in favor of granting amnesty. We're talking about why people in radio think Rubio is a hot number when no one cares. And from that, I drifted into other topics. Then I drifted into a movie I watched called Hemingway and Gellhorn. And I've been a big Hemingway fan my whole life, particularly when I was an adolescent. I would say Hemingway is a writer for young men more than for older men, because you have to be a younger man in order to get into that whole machismo thing. And I really don't know Hemingway today. He was a sparse writer from his journalist days. I don't want to try to knock him, because the guy was simply great, and he influenced me in many ways. But the fact is, Nicole Kidman is Martha Gellhorn. She's gorgeous, but the lines written for her by the writer are shocking. Every line is a left-wing, stereotypical high school play. Jerry Stahl and Barbara Turner, whoever they are, wrote this thing. A nightmare. The Russian general was played by Robert Duvall, who in this one act destroyed his entire reputation. This one act in Hemingway and Gellhorn by Robert Duvall took away an otherwise pretty amazing acting career, destroyed it. If you talk clownish, cartoonish, it's worth watching the movie just to see Robert Duvall make a putz of himself in this. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I know all you want to hear is Obama every minute. How did they dredge up Peter Coyote? I thought he was... Where'd they get him from? I thought the guy was finished. I never heard of him in years. He's been gone. He did like an ad for an aspirin or something for a halitosis commercial. Oh, he's local and Peter Coyote. I get it. They hang around together. I got it. One of the surprise roles is Lars Ulrich of Metallica, who apparently must be a friend of the director. They made him into like a film director in the thing, like a clown. I don't mind they put him in the movie, but they gave him like a beret and sunglasses. Lars Ulrich of Metallica, they put in the movie. to make him look like a director of some documentary on the Spanish Civil War. Another laughing job. And the rest, you know, we don't have to go into. Chew and Lie was played by Anthony Brandon Wong. Never heard of him. But here's the... Brooklyn was played by Eric Schneider. Naturally, he gets injured and blind, and you're supposed to cry over him. Left-wing supporter Tom. Every line was like a high school play. Plump whore, Sarah Kleban. I'm just reading from the credits right now. One-legged whore, played by Stephanie Bastos. Oh, Orson Welles was played by an actor I never heard of, Malcolm Brownson. This is interesting. Even if you don't know what I'm talking about and you think that this is all crazy, you have no idea what I'm talking. The average person says, what is this guy? Who is this guy? What is he talking about? I haven't heard the word Obama in 5 minutes. What is he talking about? Orson Welles, who's astounding in everything he's ever done, is portrayed in this biopic, Hemingway and Gellhorn. They hire him to be the narrator of the Spanish Civil War documentary they're doing. In other words, a propaganda film about the good communists fighting the evil fascists, right? So apparently Orson Welles got into a verbal fight with Hemingway. I don't know whether it's true or false. I could believe it would have, because Welles calls him basically a punk and a sissy and a coward and says, why are you always strutting? Why are you always acting like you're so macho? It shows you're not really a man. And they almost get into a fight, and Hemingway fires and throws him off the set, and he then narrates the documentary himself. We have, for your listening pleasure, the actual voice of Ernest Hemingway right now. Guys, play it for a minute or two. A minute. Well, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to be with you tonight and to discuss my new book.
Sounds like me.
This is one of the things that I love to do most, and it gives me great pleasure that I can share it with all
Bad
of you.
Voice. Penny.
The book came to me in a sort of a haze.
Sort of a haze.
In Harry's Bar in Venice.
Oh, that's... He was probably stoned.
Harry's Bar is a small place.
He drank too much absinthe.
But it is, in effect, a microcosm of all of that great and beautiful city, which has been so well described.
No, it is. It was a microcosm of American drunks. That's what it was. Trying to be fake writers. They went home and became stockbrokers and insurance salesmen. Nevertheless, you could hear in the voice. Now, it's the technology of that time. That's Hemingway, what, 1939, 1940, guys? What year was that? Oh, 50, 1950. I don't know if that was his voice. They say it is Hemingway. He didn't have a voice for radio. I'll tell you that. He couldn't make it in talk radio. If you're a program director and you heard that tape, let's say even amplified, you wouldn't hire the guy to do a fill-in for Savage. He couldn't even fill in for me. It shows you, if you're a great writer, stick to writing. Don't do talk radio. Unbelievable. The hardest field in the world, talk radio. We have no instruments, no makeup, no girls, no sound effects. It's strictly our brain and our voice and our ideas. That's what you're listening for, am I right? I hope I've entertained you, educated you, elucidated some fact. I started by talking about amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens. Personally, I don't think it's going to happen. Personally, I think it's posturing by the Democrat Party and cowardice on the part of the Republicrats. We all know that no one could pay for the health care. We know that it's the most unpopular possibility in America right now. 30 million men and women, are you crazy? And their relatives? The country can't afford it. It's all rubbish. Obama's trying to put the Republicans into a corner. They're in a corner. I mean, it's just nuts. So I move from that to a number of other topics on the Savage Nation, and thank you for joining me. The phone number here is 855-407-7282. I rambled on about a movie I saw last night and Chinese food I had for lunch. I know they're not related, but it was perhaps the worst television biopic I've ever seen in my life, but I couldn't stop watching it. And it's called Hemingway and Gellhorn. So I found a review today that matched my opinion by Maureen Ryan. And she wrote this, Hemingway and Gellhorn on an HBO review, Nicole Kidman and Clive Owen's crime against TV. And here's what she wrote. Here's what you should do, weather permitting. Go outside, party, have fun with your friends and family. But if you're stuck inside in a desperate need of entertainment that will make you laugh until you throw up, there's Hemingway and Gellhorn, which stars Clive Owen and Nicole Kidman. And why is hate watching the only realistic option, she writes? Because loving or even liking this expensive misfire is simply not possible. Even more than last year's turgid Mildred Pierce, Hemingway and Gellhorn is a gigantic missed opportunity. A jaw-droppingly trying waste of time. Don't let the fancy names in the cast fool you. This is a stupid, stupid movie. And then they go into it, and I'm not going to, you know, read what she wrote because I've already given you my view. But it's very well done. But the most shocking part of it was Robert Duvall playing a small, hammy role as a Russian military officer, engaging in a Russian roulette with the Hemingway character. I've never seen anything as bad in my life, ever. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was jaw-droppingly sophomoric lines about the noble communists fighting the fascists. Did they mention once that the noble Spanish who were fighting Franco's fascists killed priests in the most horrendous way, burned Catholic churches to the ground? I guess Phil Kaufman didn't hear that in the Cafe Aroma in San Francisco, so it didn't make it into the script. And none of the other left-wing lunatics who were in it would even understand their own history. I'm ashamed to tell you that these people don't even know history. All of the communists were good, and all of the others who loved their country in Spain were bad. Unbelievable to me. But I recommend you watch it. I do. I recommend you watch it. Just seeing Chiang Kai-shek character take his false teeth out and put him in a teapot is worth going for. All roads lead back to food with Michael Savage, because everything's food. Everything is food. Here, actor hospitalized after adopting Steve Jobs' fruitarian diet. I could not believe this story because it's true. You ready for this? Ashton Kutcher, whoever he is, a sneer on him. I don't like him. Look at his picture, a snide face on him. Ashton Kutcher was hospitalized days before shooting the upcoming Steve Jobs biopic after adopting the businessman's fruitarian diet to prepare for the role. The actor plays the lead in a new movie, Jobs, and he did all he could to accurately portray the late Apple chief, even changing his eating plan to include just fruits, nuts, and seeds. However, Kutcher was left doubled over in pain after sticking to the diet and sought medical advice in hospital. He tells the Associated Press the diet can lead to some serious issues. I ended up in the hospital 2 days before we started shooting the movie. He said, I was like doubled over in pain. Everything is like. I was like doubled over in pain, and my pancreas levels were completely out of whack, which was completely terrifying considering everything. By the way, Jobs died of complications from pancreatic cancer in 2011. Now, I'm not suggesting, because I'm a trained epidemiologist, that a fruit, nut, and seed diet is going to give you pancreatic cancer. That's not the point. The point is humans are not adapted to eat raw fruits, nuts, and seeds exclusively. Period, end of story. Try a meatball and spaghetti one of these nights. If you are a vegetarian or vegan and you haven't eaten a drop of animal food since 1977, do me a big favor. Go out and have a spaghetti and meatball dinner and a glass of red wine and get back to me and tell me you don't feel better. You know, years ago in 1978, when I first got out of graduate school, I got my PhD from Berkeley, I became a nutritional practitioner. I was one of the few people who actually had a real degree from a great university. So I knew something about the field. So I became... I went on, you won't believe this story. Did you ever hear this story? It's night radio. Let me entertain you. It's all true. And it's digressive. It's interesting to me now. I'm starting to get my pace back. See, like white knuckles every night with Obama. Every night's like a horror with Obama. You don't know what he's going to do next. What he's going to take away from us next. The guns, the Second Amendment. Anyone who disagrees with the First Amendment. What's next? What's he going to do next? Seize our bank accounts? If we save money all our life, it's his money too. You see what the bum did with the Sandier, those corrupt politicians in New York? $50 billion. You know how much of it's going to go for Sandier? Ask Schumer how much of it's going to grift. How much of that $50 billion for Sandier is going to actually help the people who got hit by Sandy? How much is going to go up the schnozola of half the politicians and the unions in that city? Unbelievable to me. By the way, that $50 billion was every dime that Obama just grifted out of the rich in America. Every penny of the money that Obama just stole from people who earned real money with an increased tax rate went up in smoke with the Sandy aid tack on to the budget. Gone like that. That's what $50 billion is. If you tax the rich people at 100% of their income, you know how long it would last? Around 12 minutes at the rate of spending of King Ludwig II there in the White House. So, I was talking about fruits, nuts, and seeds, right? Yeah, and then I went back to 1978, came out of Berkeley, had my PhD, so I became a nutritional doctor, in essence. I worked as a nutritional practitioner on a houseboat in Sausalito, California. I'll never forget it. It was like a bright beginning. It didn't pan out for me because I didn't care for it that much. I don't like listening to people fetching about their problems. Nevertheless, there was a medical doctor there who was an acupuncturist, terrific guy, first-rate medical degree and an acupuncturist, great guy, died young, had a heart attack in his 40s. He was a smoker, very heavy. He was fit, too. He's a good I don't want to mention his name because I'm not trying to knock him. Died. Then there was a girl in there, a doctor. She was another acupuncturist. I don't know if she's still living, but she was a heavy, heavy smoker. And booze, man, they hit the booze pretty good, the homeopathists. You don't know that. I never met a homeopathist I didn't like. I mean, a takeoff on Lenny Bruce. They're generally very into, like, drinking and having a good time. You think homeopathy, like priests of some kind. They're not. They're party animals, homie. Every conference, a homeopathy conference, is they're sticking needles in their arm, and I think they're sticking needles in their arm. But nevertheless, so I was a nutritional practitioner. I had one of the patients I got, again, I can't mention her name because she's deceased. She was thrown off a cliff or fell off a cliff from her husband. I can't mention any more than that. They say she fell. I have another. She came to see me. I will not say where she lived in the Bay Area. She was married to a fairly well-to-do businessman, but she had a problem. She was constipated, and she had other problems. I can't tell you any more than that. That's all you need to know. Very good-looking woman in her 40s. Well-dressed, wealthy, nice car, nice house, nice shoes, nice lipstick, nice nails, nice toenails. So she's, look, I have a problem. I'm constipated. I have no energy. What can I do? So I said, tell me your diet. She said, I'm a vegetarian, and I don't drink. I said, well, tell me your husband's diet. She said, oh, he's Italian. She said, he eats everything, and he drinks wine. So I said to her, miss, would you do me a favor? Would you eat like your husband eats for 2 days and give me a call Monday? Comes raging back to the houseboat on Monday. I can't believe it. She said, I'm better. She ate a piece of meat. She drank a glass of wine. Her body opened up again. So what am I saying to you? Eat like a pig? No, I didn't say that. But here's another story showing you what fad diets can do to people. Ashton Kutcher hospitalized as he prepares for Steve Jobs' biopic. He eats what Steve Jobs ate, fruits, nuts, and seeds. He gets doubled over in pain. And his pancreas levels were completely out of whack. Why? I'll be right back.
Join.
An article came out that said, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? It's an Associated Press propaganda piece, no doubt. But I, as a watchdog of the media and of government, yeah, that's my job. What do you think I'm doing in the media? What do you think my job is? You think it's to be someone who gets a chill up his leg when the president speaks? No. My job is to make sure that there's no chill running up your leg. And the thing is this. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? So let me read you the story and tell you why I don't believe it. It's, I think, propaganda. And the other second story for this hour in the Savage Nation is this. Many of you have gone to the bookstore and bought A Time for War. What's your favorite scene in A Time for War? And I'll read it on the air. Came out. It's an appropriate topic. I'll read the favorite scenes from A Time for War on this show at 855-400-7282. Since I have a perfect voice with perfect pitch, and dogs love the voice, listeners love the voice, my dulcet tones put people to sleep at night if they want to go to sleep, wakes them up if they want to wake up, I will read from my novel A Time for War, and I'll answer this question. So let me read you the article. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? Online rumors about a big government munitions purchase are true, sort of, says the AP. The Homeland Security Department wants to buy more than 1.6 billion rounds of ammo in the next 4 or 5 years. Homeland Security says it needs them, roughly the equivalent of putting 5 bullets into every person in the United States, for law enforcement agencies in training and on duty. But conspiracy theorists don't buy it. They say that the government's getting ready for a war against the people. The government's explanation is much less sinister, says the article. Federal solicitations to buy the bullets are known as strategic sourcing contracts, which help the government get a low price for a big purchase, says Peggy Dixon, spokesmouth for the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia. So they say that they're using 15 million rounds of ammo every year, at the training center, mostly on shooting ranges and in training exercises. 15 million rounds of training ammo every year. Dixon said one of the contracts would allow Homeland Insecurity to buy up to 750 million rounds of ammo over the next 5 years, they say, for training. Well, let me put this in context for those of you who are not into guns. I looked this up, and I found an article from, well, it's the same this year, actually. During the Iraq War, the U.S. military used 70 million rounds of ammo per year. Put that in your head. Just carry that number. During the entire Iraq War, the U.S. military used 70 million rounds of ammunition per year. So why does the Homeland Security Department need 750 million rounds of various types of ammo, some of which can penetrate walls? That is enough ammo to empty 5 rounds into the body of every living American, if that's what they wanted to do. Something is odd about this. There's another element about this that's odd to those of us who are watching these things. Why are they using hollow point ammunition for training purposes? You never shoot hollow point ammunition at paper targets. Hollow point ammunition is made for one thing only. It's to expand in a human body and kill a person. It's to rip and tear flesh to make sure the person who was shot never gets up and that doesn't survive the gunshot. Okay? Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? I've given you their official explanation. I've put it in context with the number of bullets used in the entire Iraq War, 70 million rounds of ammo per year, and now Homeland Security wants 1.6 billion rounds for the next 4 or 5 years. What are they getting ready for? So the real question is this. Do you believe the government? That's as simple as that. If you believe the government, tell me why. It's feasible that they need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition for target practice, because that's what they say they're using it for. If not, call me at 855-407-2822. Or, as again I say, for entertainment purposes, what is your favorite scene from my novel, A Time for War? I'd like to hear about it. I'll give you all the latest news as well on the program tonight. It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Texas. Tim, KLIF, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I'm reading your book, A Time for War, and I was struck by the chapter 2, page 25, where you're talking about the painting William Bradford and the ship, the three-masted ship stuck in the ice. And I actually had to go on the Internet and just kind of, you know, research that myself just to get a visual of it. And I just really appreciate the way you wrote that, and I thought that was really amazing. Thank you.
Well, that's beautiful, and I'm glad you picked on that. So I'm gonna do this on air with you hanging up. See, most people assume that because I'm a Neanderthal right-winger, the novel is simply a Joe Palooka cartoon. What they don't understand is that if you typecast the person, it's called prejudice. Prejudice means prejudging. So let's say you're not supposed to be prejudiced against minorities. That's a given, right? You know that. I mean, everyone knows not to be prejudiced against minorities. That's absolutely a truth. Well, you can't be prejudiced against conservatives either. You never know what a conservative might be. Some of us might be highly educated and highly literate. You never can tell. So in my novel, A Time for War, there's a chapter called Two, and I'm going to read you the page to show you the range and the depth of my artistry. San Francisco, California. The Young Museum always gave Jack what he needed. Jack knew that artists didn't just capture moments of real life. They invested in those moments with their willpower and their most personal selves. They found meaning, then guided their audience to it. Jack felt like they were passing him a bright, undying torch. Sometimes he needed to stare for half an hour at the Herder Brothers' mantelpiece for Thurlow Lodge. Its wood carving was beyond fine. It was incredible. He could follow the chisel work of the bones and sinews of the hounds taking down a wild boar as if the marks were moving under his eyes. The craftsmanship did more than remind them of the importance of depth, details, and patience in his work. It recreated a feeling of proud diligence within him. Other times when he was in the museum, it was scene in the Arctic that absorbed him. William Bradford's painting showed a three-masted tall ship in the distance, stuck in the ice, completely isolated under a gray sky, as impersonal as a judgment. The men on the ship were invisible, yet the impact of their story was heavy in the paint. They had been sentenced to die in the cold. Their bravery staggered Jack, and if his courage ever faltered him from full speed ahead, these dying men restored it. Today, though, Jack needed The Iron Worker's Noontime by Thomas Anschutz. It was an oil painting of 19th century workers at a foundry. Though the men were on break, none of them were resting. Most of their lean musculature was still in motion mid-action. The ones whose bodies were still, it was clear their minds were driving forward. They were all ready to get going and continue fulfilling their fierce mission to build this nation. Break's over, Jack said to himself. The phone rang from his jacket pocket. His ringtone was the soldier's song, the Irish national anthem. It reminded him that he wasn't the only one picked on by the British. Anyway, that's how the novel moves on. That's that man's favorite scene. Two questions on the Savage Nation. Do you believe the government is buying the bullets for target practice? And what is your favorite scene from my new thriller, A Time for War? It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find 20 bucks in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now, more than ever, Sean Hannity.
There's a lot of people that want to be talk radio hosts that don't want to work as many hours as I do, trust me.
On the only conservative station in the Bay Area.
They think they could just show up at Showtime and come on the air and they could do a show. And that it's all going to come flowing out of them. Let's go to the calls.
Oh, there's no calls? Oh.
Interesting.
Weekdays from noon till 3.
Well, what's the number? It's right there in front of you, you idiot.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Don in San Jose.
Rick, I've seen carpet for 70% off. Will Conklin Brothers do that?
Big numbers come with small print, Don. Do you have their disclaimer?
Yeah, it's right here. Offer is only valid on base material price on select in-stock styles, excludes installation, padding, all other materials, miscellaneous charges. Wow. So they lowball some carpet, charge extra for the pad, the installation, and who knows what else.
Still want Conklin Brothers to do that?
No, thanks, but they do bring their samples to your home.
Conklin Brothers will do that. We have a new mobile showroom. We'll bring you anything you want to see.
Not just select in-stock styles?
Anything. You can schedule the mobile showroom at ConklinBrothers.com or come see us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
Well, thanks for the reality check, Rick.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Don.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180. $15,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Two stories. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition in the next 4 or 5 years? And I put it in context for you in the last segment where the number was 70 million rounds of ammo per year used in the entire Iraq war. What the hell does Janet Napolitano need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition for? Why? Tell me why. Target practice? You don't use hollow point ammunition for target practice. What is it for? The police agencies in this country have enough ammo, as does the military, to defend this nation. So what the hell is the Department of Homeland Security doing buying all of this ammunition? They have one mission, the Department of Homeland Security, don't they? What is that mission? Does anyone know what the mission is? What's Janet Napolitano's mission? Does anyone know what mission creep means? This agency is a nightmare. It's out of control. What does it actually do for you? Oh, once in a while, God bless them. They capture an Islamist about to blow up a bomb, or they plant the bomb on him, and they catch him before he does a real thing. Good for them. I'm all for it. They need 1.6 billion rounds of ammo to do that? They generally don't shoot these lunatics. They usually put an agent in who's he thinks is one of their brethren, speaks their lingo from one of their superior nations. And before the guy sets off his rocket, he's in a pair of handcuffs on the way to Guantanamo or wherever they send them, right? What do they need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? Something's wrong with this picture. Every American should be concerned. Every American should be concerned. Why do they need so many rounds of ammo? And I'd like to know why they're stockpiling all of this ammunition. Do you believe that there should be a congressional investigation as to why Janet Napolitano is stockpiling all of this ammunition? Do you believe there should be an order from Congress to stop the purchases of hollow point ammunition by the Department of Homeland Security immediately? I do. I don't know if you do. 855-400-7282. Sound off. It's your last chance in the day to do so. Also, my new novel, A Time for War, is out. If you have a favorite scene, let me know what it is, and I'll read it on the air. Okay? So let's go to the ammo now. Dominic on WABC, you're first up in this segment on the hollow point story. What do they need it for?
I tell you the truth, it's not for target practice. It's too expensive.
Yep.
When I was on the job, I'm a retired cop from Jersey, and when I was on the job, we used wad cutters, 38 wad cutters, which were much cheaper.
Right.
They, what do you call NATO? NATO outlaws the hollow nose. The only time people use hollow nose bullets is when they go hunting. Because they want to take an animal down, it rips when it goes into the skin. It tears everything up inside.
Last year, the request was from ICE, the agency that does nothing to protect our borders other than wave the immigrants across. ICE bought 450 million rounds of 40 caliber duty ammo. Okay, that's duty ammo. 40 million rounds of rifle ammo a year for as many as 5 years, for a total bullet buy of 200 million rounds. 176,000 rifle rounds in a separate contract, 25,000 blank rounds. Well, what does Homeland Security need 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point over the next 4 or 5 years? What are they getting ready for is what worries many people who are not conspiracists, but ordinary Americans. It should scare you. Don't you think, Dominic, there's something wrong here?
It definitely is.
All right. I think so. And I think there should be a congressional order to stop them from purchasing hollow point ammunition. There's another reason they're doing this, which I touched on the other day. Carrie on KSFO in my home city of San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi. Could you please read in chapter one when the man comes into the store and the lady asks the girl to speak to the father? I love that part.
Wait, I'm sorry. The girl beats him up? The Chinese girl who knows martial arts?
Yeah. He gets into the store, and he's asking to see her father. And she gets to the point where she thinks that he's going to attack her, and then the father actually walks in with the two ladies.
What part of that chapter is it that you want me to touch on? I'll read a short piece.
It's the part, chapter one, when he walks into the store and looking for the father.
But what do you like, the fight?
The part getting up to it.
Where okay, do you actually have the book? Do you know the book or not?
Yeah, I've been listening to it. I've been driving in my car and listening to it.
Wait. I'm not reading from the book. I read one little piece from page 25. I'm not reading from page one. I'm saying, have you read the book where you know this page or what?
Yeah, what was the page? Do you remember?
Okay. It's fair enough. I'm not going to quiz people. It's a scene in the novel where a 5-foot-tall Chinese girl in a store, a little grocery store in Chinatown, is confronted by Chinese agents from mainland China who want something in the basement of the store that she doesn't know what they want. She doesn't know who they actually are. And she gets into a martial arts, fest with one of them and gets the best of him, even though she's 5 foot tall. It's a very good little piece of writing, and the book has a lot of martial arts scenes. Every martial artist in America should check out A Time for War. I think you're going to be very surprised. You never can tell what you find in a novel. But let's go back to the ammo question, because I'll move on from this shortly, by the way. Albuquerque, KTBL Radio, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Dusty, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. The reason I think that the government is buying all the ammunition is to keep it out of the hands of the people. If they can't outlaw the guns quick enough, then they at least want to have all the ammunition on their side.
Well, they can't get all the ammo, but they've already driven up the price of ammunition by at least 100% in the last several months. You know that, right?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
Okay, so the government is trying to dry up the supply of ammunition to, I guess, discourage all of the would-be terrorists in America who own hunting rifles from buying ammunition. They figure they're all dumb white men who work for minimum wages in a box store. And instead of spending their spare money on ammunition, they'll now save it up to buy a bottle of Jack Daniels or some cheap booze or whatever. You know, they have a wonderful view of the average American gun owner. They think he's some kind of guy out of Deliverance, a toothless, evil white male who wants to take over the government. That's your government at work right now. That's what these morons actually think American gun owners look like. They'd be quite surprised to find out that an awful lot of women are gun owners who don't want to give up their guns to Janet Napolitano or Dianne Feinstein, for that matter, incidentally. So I had a, it's an intimate show. It's different than other shows in the sense that we talk about a lot of things, and I've done this for years. It's not so much shtick. It really is where I go to my confessional to a certain extent. Only a madman would go down to the depths of their soul on every level. Obviously, I guard myself in some ways, but you know, in events like this, I feel that I have to share it with my audience because I give my show everything I have. Everything I have. 98% of my mental energy goes into this show. And whatever's left goes into my books and feeding my dog and clipping my toenails and watching television. So the thing is, I have the best analysis of anybody in the business. Everybody knows that, given my 18 years in the business and my extensive background, both in science and the arts. I believe that my viewpoints are worth listening to. Now, you may not agree with my conclusions, but how many people can even reason in America anymore? So let's go back to the show topics, which are the Hollow Point story, what is your favorite the passage in A Time for War. I'll read it to you if it's a good passage, if I think it's worth reading on the air for those who don't have the book. So I want to take the other side where someone is going to justify why they're buying the ammo, and I want to give people both sides.
Savage.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3885 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3885. 800-282-3885.
Good evening, I'm Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. BART trains are back in service after a four-day worker strike. A total of 35 trains were in service as of 3 p.m. when service resumed on the BART system. The Amalgamated Transit Union Local and the Service Employees International Union Local had called for the strike, which began Monday when the union's previous four-year contracts expired. After ongoing negotiations ended just before 11 o'clock last night, BART management and the unions agreed to extend the previous contract for 30 days while both sides continue working toward a new contract. KSFO traffic, we have a stall on 101 northbound after Millbrae Avenue, the right lane affected there. And in Pleasanton, an obstruction on 680 southbound at the 580 west connector, center lanes affected by that. And a multi-car crash in San Rafael. It's on 101 northbound just before Manuel T. Freitas Parkway. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Miles Cameron. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Check out Jump City, live on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy this supercharged, jam-packed show with urban percussion, hip-hop, dance, and acrobatics. Two free shows Sunday through Thursday. For information and show times, visit beachboardwalk.com.
The Food Police.
The Food Police!
We're just too dumb on our own to figure it out.
This is an all-points bulletin.
This is insanity.
Here, hot pursuit to the Sean Hannity Show.
Weekdays at noon.
We need the government controlling every single aspect of our lives.
On Hot Talk 560 KSL.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560.
This is an awful presentation of the Savage Nation.
So why is the Department of Homeland Security buying so many bullets? I want to take the other side. Maybe it'll put a lot of us conspiracists a moment of rest. Play on WFTL. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Thanks for calling from Florida. So you are a federal agent, and what's your opinion, please?
Well, I don't really agree with Homeland Security buying that amount of bullets, but I know that we practice with hollow point bullets. We were told that when we do this, that, you know, the trajectory and the different ballistics on these bullets, that we will practice with these bullets and we'll know what they're going to do whenever we hit the target.
I buy that. By the way, that's absolutely true, because firing a round, the target round, is a totally different experience than firing, let us say, an operational round, to put it in jargon, right? And if you're going to use a hollow point bullet in an actual situation in your, you know, police work, so if you're using target rounds, the gun's going to handle differently in plain English, right?
Well, that is exactly right. That's true, and that's what we were told. But that is a lot of ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds. I mean, you really can't even get your head around that figure whenever you said earlier that, you know,
no, that's what I'm saying. And then someone added it up and said it's enough to put five bullets in every living American. I mean, they put it in an inflammatory, you know, context. But what do they need all of that ammo for?
That's what you and many people around the United States are really. We don't trust these people. We just don't trust the government. So that's really it's really.
Remember, you know, Clay, you're a federal agent. I won't ask for any more. But during the Iraq War, I researched it. The U.S. military used a total of 70 million rounds of ammo per year. Compare that with the 1.6 billion rounds of ammo in the next 4 or 5 years that DHS wants to use. Some of this ammo can penetrate walls. Why? I mean, what is the mission of the Department of Homeland Security such that it needs such ammunition? That's all. I appreciate it. I mean, see, here's a federal agent who says, yes, we use it. Okay, so it puts us to rest on that issue. They do use it in training. I am glad to hear it. Okay, but why do they need so much of it? Something doesn't make sense here, and people are very worried about it. Thomas on WMAL in Washington, D.C., the heart of government, where officials of the government are hearing Michael Savage for the first time in my 18-year career. They don't know who I am. So who's that guy? What the hell? What's he talking about? Saying, well, let's listen. Maybe they can learn something. So I'm glad we're getting good callers out of this. The biggest station, by the way, in Washington, D.C. I was never on it in all my years. Everybody wants to be on this station. There's like certain things as a talk radio host you want in your life. You want to be on WABC. You want to be on WMAL. You want to be on KLIF. Shall I name the stations? I mean, there are stations you want to be on. This is one of them. Jim, welcome from Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Give me line three, guys. I meant line three. Give me line three. Go ahead. Thomas, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Go. How are you? Hey, I'm a defense contractor, and I'm a licensed weapons manufacturer, so I understand both sides of this. What Homeland Security is doing here is they're issuing a contract to buy up to that amount of ammo if they want it. They're probably not going to buy it, but by issuing a contract, and they're going to issue this contract to more than one ammo maker. The lady from New Mexico was correct. It's a way to control the amount of market that's available on the commercial market at any time. If they go to the ammo manufacturers and say, give me 50 million rounds, give me another 30 million rounds, if they periodically do this in increments, they're going to control how much ammo is available on the commercial market. As part of their contract, it stipulates in there that when the government calls and says, give us another quantity, that everything they make has to go to the government priority one before any of it goes to the commercial market. So when it gets up or they get nervous, all they have to do is use that contract that they have in place for 1.6 billion rounds, and they just say, give us some more, give us some more. And
now, Thomas, you're a weapons manufacturer. You supply the government. I'm surprised you even called my show. Well, look, we're getting reports that ammo prices have gone up 100% over the last few months since these huge orders have been put in place. Is that what you're seeing out there in the real world?
Well, yes and no. I want to say the gun show gougers, the guys on the secondary market, whoever has it, yes, it's supply and demand. The ammo, the prices are going way up. The legitimate sources for industry and the real channels, the prices have gone up a little bit, but it's just not available. The legitimate sources and the guys who deal it, the prices are staying about the same, but it's all back ordered. In fact, the ATF and the State Department, they're kind of jerking around with the importation of it too, so they're making it difficult for it to come in from overseas. Because right now, all of the domestic manufacturers are running at full speed. They're running three shifts a day. They're cranking it out as fast as they can. Supply cannot keep up with demand.
Thomas, where do you get all the brass from? Where do you get all the lead from? Where do you get all the powder from?
That was going to be my next point. Very few companies who make ammo really do make all of their own components that go into it. The big guys, Olin Corporation that owns Winchester, Alliant Tech Systems that owns Federal, et cetera. These are the big guys, and they really can do their own stuff. They'll source the capital goods, the brass, from both imported and domestic sources, make the primers and the projectiles, the lead. They'll get it in different sources, and they'll smelt it themselves. They really can do it all.
But wait, hold on. This is an important amateur question. Isn't there a finite amount of brass, lead, and powder available?
There is. You know, those sources of capital goods you can find out there, but you're right. There's only so many guys.
You see, I touched on this subject on my show where I said that there is a finite limit to our economy, and it's a false notion to think that we can continuously expand our economy and that we can continuously expand the job market. It's a false notion. I believe, by the way, this country's maxed itself out given our natural resources. Incidentally, it's a topic for another time. But, you know, that rule applies to everything on Earth. There's also a finite amount of raw material for making bullets on the planet, aren't there?
That's correct. And it's a limit as to who's producing the raw goods. The ammo manufacturers call up and order more copper so they can copper jacket the bullets. Well, guess what? The plumbers still need copper to make their pipes. Everybody in different industries still has to compete for the same raw capital.
Right, and now we have a shortage of copper to the extent that grifters are stealing copper out of houses, stealing them from telephone poles, stealing copper out of, you name it, okay? How much of this is going into the ammunition world? I don't know. Where's it going? I don't know, but it's certainly in short supply to begin with. Now we have this purchase of 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition by the Department of Homeland Security, which is obviously an attempt to dry up the ammunition market, to control the ammunition market, to make sure that the average guy out there has to pay through the nose for his ammo. That's the end result here, isn't it?
Yes. In the contracting world, it's called an IDIQ contract, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity. That means the government's putting out a solicitation to say, look, we don't know how much we're going to need, we don't know when we're going to need it, or even if we'll need it, but if we do, we want to have an agreement in place with one or more providers that we can just call you up and say, send it. And that's what they're...
Wow. I haven't read what you just said in any report. And you claim to be a weapons manufacturer, and I have to take you on your word. This is a supply and demand issue. The government is trying to dry up the supply because the demand is so high. I mean, how many guns have been sold since Obama started messing around in this country? Well, I don't know the number. Millions of new guns have been sold since this guy took office. People are afraid of him. He frightens the American people. He is the most frightening American president in modern American history, despite the double talk of the media. So people are rushing out to buy guns to protect themselves, and these are ordinary people. They're not crazy people. But what does a gun need? A gun needs a bullet. So the government says, okay, we can't control the guns because of the Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment says nothing about your right to buy ammunition, so let's dry up the supply of ammo. That's it in plain English, right?
That's it. And by issuing these contracts, as I mentioned, the government gets priority. All they have to do is call up and say, send us another $50 million,
oh.
And that's $50
million. Thomas, you're a great caller. How many? Did you just start listening to this show recently?
Well, just since you came on to WMAL.
Well, I'm showing you the pool of intelligence in America. Look at the callers we've had in the last 30 minutes on this show. A federal agent who says, yes, we do use hollow point ammo. Thomas, who says, I manufacture weapons. And yes, they're trying to, you know, control the market supply and demand, as we suspect. In other words, they're not going to go to war and kill people in the country necessarily. I would ascribe to that. They're just drying up the supply of ammunition to make sure the average guy out there is not armed to the teeth. He can have all the guns he want, but what is he going to fire? Peanuts in it? I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a 3-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
San Francisco has never had it so good. Levin, Savage, together at last. Only on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How many people can even reason in America anymore? First of all, in the media, all you get are sort of groupthink, parroted, you know, statements, answers, and we don't tune into it. Government doesn't give you any analysis. It's all, you know, a speech, so who listens to it? So it's up to people like me, and there aren't that many left who even know how to reason. How many people are taught how to think? I'm lucky because I'm an immigrant son. My father only went to high school, but he taught me how to think. If I'd ask him a question, and I remember walking in the streets of New York, he'd hold the hand. I'll tell you the story again, whether you like it or not. I don't care if you're bored and you heard it 100 times. I'll tell it 101 times. Because they don't teach children how to think anymore. If I say, Dad, why is the Empire State, how did they build the Empire State Building so tall? He would look up to it and he'd hold my hand and he'd say, when you go home, look it up. He wouldn't give me the answer. Or if I say, why does the rose on that, I remember roses to this day. We lived in the South Bronx and there was a woodlot across the street. Just a wild lot. And roses, wild roses grew on a fence. I can remember them to this day. And they got my love for flowers. Dad, how does a rose grow? He would say to me, well, think about it. And he would take me through the steps of a seed, of the wind and a seed and the ground and the soil. And he would teach me the... So that's how I learned how to think. Children are not taught how to think today. They're given answers. Or they go to the iPhone and they get an answer. No one thinks. I do. We're talking about hollow point ammunition, 1.6 billion rounds that the government's buying. And they put out a story that they need it for target practice. And we've been talking about it. We had various and sundry calls if you just tuned in. The most interesting was, from my point of view, a manufacturer from Washington, D.C., who said he manufactures weapons, sells to the government, and it's clearly an attempt by the government to dry up the market, to dry up the supply, rather, of ammunition and keep it out of the hands of the average American. See, that's your government at work today. They fear you and you fear them. That's the new government under Barack Obama. He's created a division unlike anything, a chasm that no one could cross. There is a chasm between government and the people today that I have never seen in my lifetime, and I was born quite a long time ago. Born in the USA, by the way. I have a birth certificate to prove it, with a hospital in Manhattan quite a few decades ago. All my university training, elementary school, junior high school, graduate degrees all come from universities in the United States of America. None of them were from Guadalajara. I didn't have to go to Guadalajara to get my degree to practice my field. And here I am. I'm sitting here. Why is this happening? Why has the division between government and the people grown so vast under Barack Obama? Now, I've written Trickle Up Poverty. I've written Trickle Down Tyranny. They were best-selling books. Check them out. I document where this... let us say, I'm trying to use the exact right word without being, you know, inflammatory here. I'm an inflammatory talk show to begin with, so I want to be a little more cautious now. The book spelled out in detail why people distrust Barack Obama and his cabinet. Let's put it to you that way. Now you add up a $1.6 billion round purchase of hollow point ammo at a time like this, that they're trying to take away the Second Amendment. They're hammering us every day.
On the Second Amendment, you don't have a right to the guns. If you do have a right to guns, we'll tell you what kind of guns. Now they're drying up the supply of bullets and buying 1.6 billion rounds of their own. What would you think if you were observing from another planet? The people would trust the government like this or distrust the government like this? So you have to go back to history to understand where this fits. Well, there's many historical nodules that you could latch onto. So let's pick one like this. A Chinese philosopher wrote hundreds of years ago that a wise leader and a just leader is one who the people trust. And the opposite is true for one that the people don't trust. So therefore, ipso facto, since we don't trust this leader, he's not wise and he's not just. It's that simple. That's all. Now let's move on. San Francisco's so whacked out that I expect any day the mayor is going to come out with an edict which says you have to give up the plastic transfusion bottles because they're bad for the environment. We want you to use either paper or plastic, paper or a recyclable bottle. I mean, they're crazy. They got rid of shopping bags here for the environment, right? So now people are getting like infections from the recyclable shopping bags. They're putting like produce in there. They don't understand it's filling up with bacteria. So then they go, oh, yeah, I'm doing good for the environment. Lettuce, tomatoes, celery, God knows what else would they throw in there. Oh, no, don't put any wrapper around the liver I'm buying for the parrot or the dog. They throw liver in there. They never wash the bag. It's like a festering petri dish. The next day they go back and use the same bag. Again, lettuce, tomato, celery, a chicken in there. No, don't put a wrapper on the chicken because it's wrapped in plastic. I don't want to hurt the environment. I drive a Prius. I'm a sensitive Obama voter. And the people are making them. It's like the unintended consequences, the whole world. No common sense gone out the window. So that's why I joke around, because without humor, you're finished altogether. Here are some stories for you to ponder. Left-wing woman to work for Al Jazeera named Naomi Wolf, a lifer for the Clintons, a lifer for Al Gazoria, is now going to work for Al Jazeera, according to Politico. Next story, secrets after papal retirement. Litany of secrets after papal retirement. Bombshell, it's all coming out. DHS to lose funding for border control. Oh, I see. They're scaring us. If we don't sign a new budget that's engorged, we're going to lose research that's going to cure polio. The illegal aliens who are running across the border and flooding the country are going to continue to run across the border and flood the country. The scientists who are no longer scientists but politicians who have produced zero in research, that I can tell, will continue to produce zero in research unless they're refunded. Man sentenced for purchasing rhino horns, I would shoot him. If I was in charge of that, anyone who sells elephant tusks or rhino horns, I would shoot in the public. I would. 855-400-7282, whether you want to do news stories, my view of personal problems, and see if I can joke around with you a little bit, if it helps. Lifestyle. It's a big area now. It's for people who don't want to go to psychiatrists. They go to see lifestyle coaches, by the way. They get around the law that way. They call themselves lifestyle coaches, but basically they're therapists. Unlicensed therapists, and they give advice. God only knows what you're going to get for them. They pay big money for it, too, by the way. Big, big money. I don't particularly like to listen to people's problems, or I would have been a psychiatrist myself. I thought about it when I was young. But a doctor who came in the house said to me, what do you want to listen to people's problems for the rest of your life? So I didn't become a psychiatrist. I know some friends who are psychiatrists. They're very nice people. They're not all crazy. Of the two I know, only two are. But I can't speak for the entire profession. You can't generalize like that. You can say the same thing about anybody. I know two people who became psychiatrists, both complete nuts. Nice guys, but crazy. Absolutely crazy. Let's take some life coach questions on the Savage Nation, where I shift from politics to being the good uncle, Dr. Savage, and I give you answers if you have problems. Because no one else will listen to you, number one. And those who do listen to you don't know the answers, number two, especially if you're paying them. So let's go with Michael Savage, who has common sense. Let's see what happens here. Jack on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
What's your question? We only have a minute and 8 seconds left.
I'm in a real sticky situation. I have a wife that's totally controlling. When I walk into the house, she wants to know who I was out with, and I got to be in it.
Well, you have only two choices in the matter, either become gay or divorce her.
Oh, come on. I've got a kid. Doctor.
Oh, come on. I'm pulling your leg. I wanted to get a reaction out of you. How old is your child?
He's 2 years old.
Oh, well, that's a tough age for both of you. And the husband feels rejected, because he is rejected. He's feeling reality. She wants nothing to do with you other than the money you bring home. So that is part of the problem. It's just a biological instinct. Take care of the infant and forget the old man, because if we don't keep an eye on him, he's liable to do like some lions that are liable to eat the child altogether. It's very difficult to talk to people whose minds are made up.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
There's no doubt chemical weapons exist in abundance in Syria.
So far, we have no evidence to substantiate the reports that chemical weapons were used.
The question for the American people and the world at large, who gets those weapons when Assad falls?
But I want to underline that we are looking very carefully at these reports.
I'm sorry the war has gone on so long. I'm sorry the Arab Spring is breaking apart. But we live in a world that's very dangerous. Trust me, if we let these weapons get into radical Islamist hands, we'll pay a price.
The president has been very clear in saying that if Assad and those under his command make the mistake of using chemical weapons, then there will be consequences and they will be held accountable.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love.
It's a mad world, I'll tell you the truth. We got Lindsey Graham saying no doubt chemical weapons exist in Syria. Then we have Robert Ford, who works for Obama, saying that there are no evidence of chemical weapons. And we, the American people, are sitting here in the middle. And the question is, whose boots should be on the ground in Syria? Welcome to the Savage Nation. I can promise you the most exciting radio show in America tonight. I'm a bit of spring fever. I love the spring, as we all do. I'm a botanist in part. One of my master's degrees is in botany, ethnobotany. And I love flowering plants, and I look forward to it, as we all do. It's just part of the cycle of life. And yet I dread it because my allergies are out of control. I know it's not affecting you yet in New York or on the East Coast, but I have spring fever. I'm a little drowsy. I'm burned out from the lies coming from the administration and from the Republicans, which is why I declared myself an independent conservative in 1994. And so here we are. We don't know who to believe. You know how nightclub performers go to other nightclub performers' performances and they can't believe how good the guy is? That's who I am in the media. Yet no one acknowledges going to my nightclub performance every night. But you do. That's why you're listening. What I did for you on the War Drums montage was so good, it should be remembered in radio history. So I think that because we got deluged today with requests that we should play the eerie similarities between Obama in Israel and Bush in 2002. So let's hear clip three. Let's hear it.
Iraq's combination of weapons of mass destruction and ties to terrorist groups and ballistic missiles would threaten the peace and security of many nations.
We know the Syrian government has the capacity to carry out chemical weapon attacks.
Chaos in that region would be felt in Europe and beyond.
The Assad regime must understand that they will be held accountable for the use of chemical weapons or their transfer to terrorists.
The time has arrived once again for free nations to face up to our global responsibilities.
Iran's leaders must understand, however, that they have to meet their international obligations.
Can you believe it?
Meanwhile, the international community will continue to increase the pressure on the Iranian government.
Those who choose
the same guy wrote the speeches.
Eventually before
I swear there's a little guy in a delicatessen in New York who's running the world. I have this fantasy that there's a man living on the second floor of an apartment on 3rd Avenue, on 2nd Avenue, above an Arab delicatessen who sits in an undershirt and watches street traffic below himself, his apartment. He wrote the speech for Bush in 02, and he's written the speeches for Obama. It seems like the same guy is writing these speeches. Why have you tuned out of politics? Answer, because you can't do anything about the politicians. I have a lot of politics I want to do tonight, and then I don't want to do it. So let's do this. Open mic to Mike, 855-400-728, 211 early weekend. And I will answer personal questions, personal advice in any area. I'll put on my sort of pop psychologist hat. And since I'm a know-it-all anyway, and I've been around the block a few times, and you've come to love me, whether it's marital advice, family advice, career advice, nutritional advice. I don't give medical advice. That's the one thing I won't do because I'm not a medical doctor. But I'm as good as anybody in advice on situations, as you well know. We can do that, mixing in with politics. Now I'm going to go, since you're calling 855-407-282. Principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark. You hear this, moron? In Massachusetts, no honors night because it could be devastating to idiots who are not getting an honors award. You hear this? I told you, my liar. I went to school where we were ridiculed if we didn't get certain grades. And this moron wants to punish students who work their hearts out to win honors awards. You hear what's going on in your classrooms today? I had a teacher, an Irishman, who had three fingers on a hand, or two, and it was alleged that he lost it in an IRA bombing plot. He was with the IRA. That's what everyone said about him. God rest his soul. We loved him. He was tough as iron. This guy was as tough as a blackboard. I won't mention his name because his children probably are around, or grandchildren. I told you what he did. Okay, tests come back. He called you up to the front of the classroom in order of your grade. So if you got a 99 or 100, you'd come up first, and he'd say, "Maddie, I want to thank you. Now, everybody look at Mary. You know, she got 100. I can't do Irish accents very well. Nevertheless, then he'd go down the list. And by the time he got to me, if I had like a 68, I was red-faced, squirming. And he would look at you, and he'd say, "You know," and he would ridicule you. And what did it do to you? It made you want to work harder. Ipswich Middle High School, the principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark, which is why America's finished as a nation. It's a nation of losers, abusers, moochers, takers, period. End of story. So you go down on my website, and on the middle of the right, you see a picture, North Korea running a drug ring, and there is a picture of Kim Jong-un, and it shocked me because, as I was joking before the show, I consider him a can I do this, Doug, or not? You want me to stop? Doug has to tell me whether I can go forward with what I'm about to say. Are you positive I won't get sued? Okay. He's a dead ringer for my producer. And I don't know whether he's related to him or not, and he was implanted into the show to see if he can get the information back to North Korea. But I consider Doug a friend of mine. He looks like him. If he gets a short haircut from Supercuts and he's holding a pair of binoculars from a vantage point, he's a dead ringer for Kim Jong-un. And the other guy who works for me, Neil, if I was staging a World War II movie and I needed someone to be the head of an SS Panzer division, it would be Neil. Okay, or he'd be the head of a special forces operation. Either way, it's like the Young Lions. And they say I look like Bernie Madoff with a beard. So the point of my story is that we all can ridicule each other and we laugh hysterically. What happened to my world? Why is everyone so stupid that they can't be ridiculed? And why is the font so small on my tele screen that I can't read the letters? During this break, I got to go to setup again and reset the font on my call screener. 855-407-282. Why have you turned? No, I want to do personal advice. Whose boot should be on the ground in Paris? I'm joking. Whose boot should be on the ground in Syria? Whose boot should be on the ground in Syria? I feel like I'm punch drunk right now from it all. The news is so awful. So what would you like me to talk about? I don't know if I'm going to do politics. Russians think we're wrecking the world. I directed you to the elephant slaughter. None of you responded to it. And then today the followers talked about horse meat because they didn't want to talk about elephants because it would have been too closely tied to Michael Savage's work to save the elephants. So they made believe suddenly they're animal rights activists, all of them. Jihad attack at Pakistani refugee camp kills 13. Can I ask you what kind of religion this is, where they kill each other with bombs like that? Well, the answer is simple. The Irish and the Protestants did the same thing. 855-407-282. So I've answered my own question, so don't even call me on it. Houston, Texas, Anthony, you're the first caller tonight on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm married. I've got three kids, and the marriage is not that good. When do you know when you get divorced? I mean, I'm staying married because of the kids.
Well, that's the best reason to stay married is for the children. In fact, divorce is devastating for children. The question is, how much pain can you take? Now, given that you're married, you know you can already take pain, or else you wouldn't have gotten married to begin with. So how many years are you married? 13 years?
No, 3 years. Married 3 years. So we got.
And you have two children in 3 years?
We had twins. And we had a 10-year-old stepson that I love like my own son.
Well, all right, it's no joke talking about things like this. You know, to throw out an answer it would be facetious. But what's the real reason? She and you don't have the fun stuff anymore? That's over?
No, I mean, it's almost like, you know, I don't like the way she raises my kids. I don't like, you know, I mean, she's hard to get along with. We get along, I put up with a lot, you know, I put up with a lot. And when she's easy to get along with, it's fine. You know, the marriage is good. But when she picks fights and when she mistreats her kids, it's hard. But I see how she raised.
You know, but when a man says I put up with a lot today, you have to put it in context. Jody Arias, you didn't marry with a 24 stab job, a slit throat, and shot in the toilet. The thing is that women can be pretty crazy when they get crazy, so be careful here. You know, hell hath no fury like a woman spurned. Look what this one just did to her boyfriend. I think you ought to count your lucky stars and stay married. I mean, that's why God invented alcohol. That's why God let man invent alcohol, rather. He envisioned marriages that no one wanted to be in. Come on, I'm being facetious. I can't give marital advice. I don't know the situation. But if she was on the phone right now with you, I'm sure I'd hear the other side of the story. You know, I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business. And Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com. And Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Did you know that 2013 will be the best year to invest in real estate? That's correct. 2013 is the year to make extra money. A lot of it. What if I told you that you didn't need a lot of cash or credit to start? Listen, it gets even better. Call 1-800-249-11 and we'll rush you our exclusive unlimited funding real estate success kit. The kit is free and it reveals a secret funding method that lets you profit right now and right in your county without using a dime of your own money or credit. Listen, most people don't know about this program, so if you're one of the first, you stand to profit the most. But only if you take action now by calling 800-249-11. This is your chance to wipe out your debt and rebuild your retirement. So don't wait. The kit is valued at $97, but it's free for the first 50 callers.
Call Unlimited Funding Program now, 800-249-11. That's 800-249-11.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents,
The creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. You know, the show starts so late on the East Coast. Half the people, I don't know if they're, what they're doing at night. You know, after my show is over on the West Coast, it's 9 o'clock, so I'm driving in the car. And I'm saying on the East Coast, the show is basically starting at this hour. It's a different audience. It's a different audience entirely. It's a different kind of show, East, West. Yeah, I mean, you want to hear politics mixed in, but how much can you take? How much can you take? I mean, the car, the president's car ran out, had the wrong gas in it. That's about, that should have you sleep better at night. Now, if only Janet Napolitano's car would run out of gas or have the wrong gas put in it. If only they were, you know what I pray? I wake up and find out that the 2 billion bullets that they bought, which they won't cop to or what they're using them for, turn out fit no gun that they own in Homeland Security. That would be the best news I could ever hear, that they bought the wrong caliber. But I know that's just a fantasy. That won't happen. Or that the tanks they bought for America's streets don't fit underneath highway overpasses. Wouldn't that be a great news story? That the tanks on tires that Janet Napolitano has ordered for peaceful purposes, of course, in the emerging American Syria, the home front, you know, the home war that's brewing somewhere in the minds of these paranoid lunatics called government agents, that the tops will get ripped off as they go on the overpasses. Who knows? At the end of the day, living well is the best revenge, truthfully, and laughing at them, laughing in their faces, these people with bad suits and ugly dresses. That's why I say, you know, I got to enjoy myself. How much can I take of this? So let me take some callers. KSFO in San Francisco. I'm going to be nice tonight. San Francisco. I actually have trouble saying it. For so many years, I said the other thing, San Francisco, San Francisco. But now that St. Francis is the new pope, I'm going to use the proper name. It will now be called San Francisco again, in honor of St. Francis. Angela, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael Savage, pleasure to speak with you, sir. I'm a 28-year-old married woman, born and raised in California, come from a strong conservative family, but have taken to liking to most of what the party stands for. You know, I built my way up, went to college, got a great career, matured in my job. And unfortunately, because, you know, basically, for lack of a better word, screwing those who like to work and earn a living, you know, I'm trying to find the motivation to continue to work hard and keep...
Okay, no, that's a good question. In other words, you're a producer and you don't want to work for the moocher. You're a maker and you don't want to work for the taker. There's too many of them in the society. We understand that. So you're feeling disheartened. You're saying, what's the point of working if Jerry Brown and... and him are going to steal my money, like 60% of the state of California. If you're a high earner, you're paying over 60% of your income to these government agents. Is that correct?
Correct. And now that
All right. So here's the answer. The answer is, of course you keep working, but you use your mind in such a way that you become such a large earner that you get so ahead of the curve that the taxation reaches a point where you leave the state and you go to Florida, Texas, Washington State, or any of the lower no-tax states in America, Wyoming, New Hampshire. I mean, they're going to drive people out of the state as sure as I am sitting here. They don't think it's going to happen, but it will happen. And all they're going to be left with are the low earners and the immigrants who don't work at all. I mean, amongst the immigrants, there are many who don't work. They come here to suck the system dry. And I see them every day of my life. And that's what the state will become, another third world cesspool of productionless losers waiting for the government to give them a handout. The state will degenerate into a third world gangbanger state. It's a very dark vision I have for the future of California under these socialists. Now, so where does that leave you? What field are you in?
I'm in accounting, finance.
Well, that means you have a head for mathematics, correct?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay, so here's the thing to remember, and this is very good news. The losers don't have a head for anything. And so there are so many now coming out of colleges who don't know anything. They take fields in sociology, for example, worthless degrees. You know what sociology is. It's nothing but BS. Women's studies. What good are these degrees? They can't add. They can't reason. And so you're actually in a great position because you have the ability to work with numbers. You have actually quite a bright future if you thought about it. If you were to put yourself in the position to use that business head that you have, you may find out you can make a lot more money than you think you're capable of. In other words, don't limit yourself to just being someone's accountant. Start thinking about the bigger picture. Let's say Michael's an accountant. What would I be doing if I were 28 years old and I looked ahead and I see high taxation and a loser society? I'd start to think how I could set up an accounting firm or how I could go to work for a corporation that could go public where I'd get a piece of the action. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, in other words, don't give up. Don't give up on the American dream just because you think so many politicians have given up on the American dream. It doesn't mean you have to. There's a tremendous future out there for those who are ambitious and have brains. I see it. I think it's unlimited, Angela. Thanks for calling. Whether that's just, of no use or not, I don't know. But I really mean it. That's what I would do if I were. I put myself in her place. I don't happen to have a head for math. I never did. I'm not good at mathematics. I don't have a head for math. My mind is a different kind of mind. My thinking is a different kind of thinking. I'm very good at what I do. I never had a good mind for math.
Savage.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed. The kelp.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good evening, Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Richmond fire officials say two people were killed and one critically injured when a fire started at a garage that had been converted into living space. Firefighters were called to the home early Friday morning. They arrived to find the garage in back of the residence engulfed in flames. The victims were found inside the garage. The couple's 28-year-old son was on fire running through the yard and suffered critical burn injuries over 100% of his body. The cause of the fire is not known, but investigators say cigarette butts, alcohol, and fireworks were found outside. KSFO traffic, high wind advisory for the eastbound 580 between Greenville Road in Livermore, and we have a high wind advisory on the San Mateo Bridge, especially on the high-rise section in Foster City. And in the weather department, we're going to have partly cloudy skies tonight, breezy, lows in the 50s, partly cloudy tomorrow, and Sunday, highs from the 60s at the ocean to the 80s well inland. With the news and the views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Miles Cameron, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-4646 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-4646. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sean Hannity.
In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And his son is a nuclear engineer, would you believe it? And his other son is in an engineering field. And it goes back to the other side of the family who are all genetically capable of mathematical analyses and engineering. I said, it's amazing that it runs on your side of the family, not on my side. I don't have a head for math. My mind is a different kind of mind. My thinking is a different kind of thinking. I'm very good at what I do. I never had a good mind for math. They do. And it's interesting to me how it's genetic, incidentally. Math, languages, etc. It's very, very intriguing. And last night, late at night, we were doing family trees on Ancestry.com. I think it's such rubbish. I put my ancestors in. I couldn't go back one generation. That's the problem. You know, I'm an immigrant son. I only know my grandfather's name, who I never met. And it's on the back of my mother, may she rest in peace, on her naturalization papers. It's very sad. I looked at it last night. I mean, when you look at it, so my father's name, when she came, there's nothing beyond that. I don't know who they are. How do I find out who they were? Ancestry.com. Now, if I was a descendant of the Mayflower, and such. You'd have like 65 ancestors on there. 90% of them would be alcoholics and in jail, but nevertheless, you'd know who they were. Axe murderers, alcoholics. Now, I love that people think that because they have a family tree that they can, you know, look back upon. All of them were distinguished citizens going back to the old country. But it's like the old Henry Miller story that I played on the show many times. You know, in every family, there's the nuts, the murderers, the deviants, etc. I mean, that's the human condition. We can't all be normopaths. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Why do we all struggle to be such normal, perfect, clean people with good eyesight and clean teeth? I mean, it's wonderful to try for, but it's not the norm of humanity, for God's sakes. And moreover, if you start to watch National Geographic Channel sufficiently, you'll find out that eventually the Earth is going to split apart and we're all going to be flooded and disappear anyway. So you may as well party on. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how atheistic these shows have become. As I said to you before, when I was a kid, Nat Geo was an interesting magazine, and they showed Native women without clothing on top, so we bought it for that when we were stupid children. You know, that's what kids did, right? Then eventually you read it for the maps, and it made sense. You know, Africa, Asia, and this was the pottery and the baskets. You came to love it. But now the channel has become so whack-jobby, every other show is about a meteor is about to slam into Earth and annihilate us and wipe us out. And here we see the whale. The whale is a descendant of a large land creature that when the Earth was flooded, the creature fled into the ocean. He's like, wow, man, could I do that? You mean in a couple of million years I will be some kind of fish or a shark? He's like, how does that happen? It's hard for a human being to understand how evolution works. It's very intriguing. As a person who was trained in biology, I used to think about evolution. I remember sitting in comparative anatomy in college when I first got there. I thought it was so brilliant. The boxes of bones that they gave us, I loved it. When I first saw that a bird's wing, you know, you look at a bird's wing. You take a chicken wing tonight. Let's say you have chicken, mate chicken in an Italian restaurant. Ask them to boil to take the bones home. If you spread the bones out of a wing, meaning you unfold the wings of the bird, the bones, right? Spread them out. You see how remarkably similar they are to a human hand. The femur and the bone from the shoulder to the elbow. The elbow to the wrist. Then the five fingers are related. You say, wow, look at that. Then you see this bone, the reptile hand. Say, we are similar. We are related. And they say, I am the bee. I am the eagle. I am the alligator. You start to understand that there's sort of a commonality between us and animals. I know this is anathema to very religious people, but you have to, like, grow up. You have to grow up and understand that you can be unique as a human being. You can believe in a soul in a human being. And you can also understand that the animals are our cousins in so many ways, okay? So then you start to ask yourself, how does evolution really occur? What do you mean by evolving? Well, it's obvious that there is evolution. And the principal lesson of all of this is the adage from evolution, adapt or die. I remember learning that in high school. You know how certain things stick in your mind? I was a dreamy kind of kid. I'd listen and I'd in and out. I was looking more at the girl in front of me, the hair, what she was wearing. I'd be intoxicated by the perfume or the way she moved. And he's droning on. It was already April, May. And evolution taught us that the frog. I had no idea what he was talking about. But then when he would say things such as, adapt or die is the adage of evolution, I would remember forever. Or things would stick in your head, such as Istanbul was Constantinople. I thought, okay, what does that mean? Oh, it was once a Christian, Constantine, and you learn that. Or things of that nature. You know how you learn in school. You don't learn everything in a memory, because if you remember everything, then you learn nothing. I don't think anyone told you that. If you remember everything, then you learn almost nothing. You just become a memory sieve, and you'll be a good something or other, okay? But if you remember what's important to you, which is interesting, I learned from another teacher that what's important to you, you will learn. And that turned out to be 100% true. And the best teachers I ever had in college was when I went on in school and got into graduate school. I had some great professors who said to me, I don't test you at all, because there's no point in testing you at this point. Since you want to be here, what am I testing you for? And what's important to you, you will remember. And what you don't remember, you can look up in books. The important thing to learn in graduate school, I learned, was to know where to look for answers. You understand how important that is? It doesn't matter whether you carry it around like a walking encyclopedia. It's nowhere to turn for your answers, right? Now, of course, with the advent of the Internet, it's all changed because you can get answers that may be false. So that's where scholarly work comes in, which is still, I would say scholarly work today is more important than it's ever been with the advent of the Internet, where every fool thinks that he knows something because he does a Google search and he's got the answer. The answer may be completely false. Just as entries about me are often false, entries about everything else are often false. So you need scholarly work in every sphere. And that's why scholarly work today should be encouraged. Scholarly work today is more important than it was 50 years ago because there's so little good scholarship being produced. I'm sorry for getting distracted. But as you well know, I'm famous for my subconscious interfering with my conscious thinking, better known as stream of consciousness, which is a form of conversational presentation that's almost impossible to duplicate because it requires the greatest degree of trust in oneself, which I happen to have. I'm not afraid to fall off the net or fall off the high wire because there is no high wire. At the end of the day, what am I saying that's so dangerous? What did I just say that was so embarrassing? What did I just say that was not interesting? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
In a world of unlicensed refrigeration contractors and backyard mechanics, there's only one company that stands above the rest. All Temp Refrigeration. From restaurants and catering companies to cafeterias and liquor stores. For commercial refrigeration, repairs, and maintenance service, people who know use All Temp Refrigeration. Call 1-800-COOL-AID or on the web at 1-800-COOL-AID.com. Rated E for everyone, serving the entire Bay Area.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a three-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com. And select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity. On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Okay, it's the Savage Nation. So, you know, I normally do politics, but I do other things. And what I want to talk about right now is something that I stumbled on with my free associationalism, my stream of consciousness in the last piece where I went from evolution to God knows where and where I ended up. But, you know, it's very important that you understand that when I began in radio, again, it's about me because it's my show, and you'll see where I'm going with it and see if you like it or not. I was told that I do stream of consciousness, which nobody had ever done in talk radio before. And I have not done it as much recently as I used to do it, incidentally. I used to do it a lot more. What is stream of consciousness, and why is it of any interest to you, and why should you listen to me rambling on? Well, I'll let you decide. Fundamentally, it's all of the thoughts and feelings which pass through your mind, or you can call it interior monologue. It's a stream of consciousness. The thing is, it's also known as free association, as I said to you. If you look at the Bible, the Bible, the Old Testament Bible, to me that is a book of free association, a stream. Now, many of you consider that sacrilege because you think it's God's words, but to me it seems to me that the prophets were basically free associationalists using a stream of consciousness about what they saw going on in their society, such as... Well, I don't have to start reading the Bible to you right now. That's just one statement unto itself. Then, if you look at what followed from this, well, your James Joyce's Ulysses is often known as such a thing. But you move forward into the beginnings of it in literature, and you wind up seeing Lawrence Stern's 18th century psychological novel, Tristram Shandy. And then Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Telltale Heart. There are others who wrote, many, many others have written like that. But in talk radio, it's almost never done. Now, one of the points I'd like to stop at is this Tristram Shandy, 18th century Irish author Lawrence Stern. Why? It goes like this. He goes down the street and he says, I'm on the way to X. And in his writings about what he's seeing in the cobblestone street, he walks down a certain lane and he sees ladies of the night, giving you an example. And then he starts talking about prostitution and the ladies. Then he gets into a room with one of the women, and from there his mind goes to, let's say, the window or the furniture. You see what I'm getting at? That is an example of a stream of consciousness. The novel went on for forever. Very long novel. It's very difficult to do with any rational basis and to keep a reader's attention. Unfortunately, with this narrative technique in literature, anyone thinks they can be an author. And that's why we have such... gobbledygook being taught in the universities. What is poetry? What is literature? Well, I'm not going to try and define it because you won't agree with me anyway. What is talk radio? What is narrative on radio? What is the value of narrative on radio? What is the value of radio? What is the value of conversation? I keep repeating to you, talk radio is about conversation with verse. So you have to fundamentally be a good conversationalist. Now, what does that mean? The ability to what? Talk with people, draw them out, listen to them, react to them. But unto itself, that's not that interesting. Because Joe Blow does that in a bar. If he's lucky, finds someone to talk to. So radio has to be more than that. You have to lead the discussion. And then you have to decide where you want to lead it. Where do you want to go? What are you talking about? Why should anyone listen to you? So these are all important questions that rage through the mind of a good talk show host on a daily basis. I can't say that I come up to the bar of what I like to do every day, but I try my best to bring to you something that's worth listening to, because I keep saying not only is the world changing, but the medium I am in, talk radio, has changed so dramatically in the last few, I would say, months, not even years, that people cannot even keep up with what's going on the, right in front of their eyes. Nobody even knows what's happening. You look at the Internet, you can see people are scrambling to remain relevant. And that's because the Internet itself is becoming somewhat irrelevant. With the advent of the instant burst, as I said, Twitter. You could call it illiterate if you want. You can sneer at it all you want. Nevertheless, these billions of Twitterers out there are continuing to sending their smoke signals on their Twitter accounts. And for them, that passes as communication. That passes as literature. They're getting their news on Twitter. So what do they need to listen to a talk radio for when they can't even follow a thought, let alone express a thought with other than the most simplistic of words? They all sound like Alec Baldwin cursing his daughter, fundamentally. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's a tough question for Michael. Again, we're open to any topic that I've touched on from the website or personal advice. I'm very good at personal advice when I'm in the mood. I don't even know if I'm going to stick with that more than one segment. Even the dog is asleep on the floor, and it's early here. Even he doesn't want to move tonight. He's laying around listlessly. Maybe he has allergies. It's possible. That's because he's not eating the canine, paleolithic canine diet. You know, with the modern dog food, maybe they're making them sick. You know, these idiotic diets really amaze me. The paleo diet now, no dairy, no wheat, just live on meat, fruits, and nuts, no grains. All right, fine. Good luck to you. As though we haven't adapted over a million years. As though the human being has not adapted and can't adapt. It's on the face of it ludicrous. You know, I mean, you can make up a diet for any situation that you wish. If you want to eat a paleo diet, fine, but don't prescribe it for the whole human race. What I love is the idiocy about, what's it called now? Oh, the glutophobes out there. And I don't mean people who are afraid of their own behinds. I'm talking about people who are afraid of gluten. There's an entire generation of brainwashed people who believe that wheat is their greatest enemy. Now, so far, thank God, the little man in New York City has not attacked wheat. He's attacked salt, fat, sugar, I forget, and cigarettes, okay? He has not yet focused on banning wheat or cutting back on wheat portions in Manhattan or else in the five boroughs. I'm talking about Mayor Bamberg. He has not turned his attention to gluten and the dangers thereof. But the fact of the matter is, every culture on earth, I don't care whether it's Middle Eastern, falafel, whether it is Mexican, South American, tamales, wherever you go on earth, Indian food, the non-bread, every culture on earth is wheat-based. And so now we're supposed to believe that a group of emaciated, degenerate hippies from San Francisco discovered something the rest of the world didn't know? That gluten is the enemy of mankind. It's crazy. On the face of it, it's insane. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, there are people who have celiac disease who should avoid gluten. I understand that. I'm a trained, you know, PhD in the field. And I have to remind you that I'm not just talking like an ignoramus. I don't mean to sound like Rush Limbaugh or one of the minions who follow him. But the issue is I'm highly educated in the field. Of course there are people with celiac disease. But you can't now say everyone should avoid gluten. It's glutophobia. So this is what your Republican Party is doing behind your back. All right, before you tune out of the Savage Nation saying Savage is in a weird mood tonight, I don't want to listen to it. I want him to get crazy and insane and yell and scream and attack Obama and the Democrats. Listen to this story, and then I'm not going to attack the Democrats and Obama much tonight because they attack themselves every time they open their mouths. Listen to this story. Battle brews over labor demands as immigration talks enter home stretch. Union officials are trying to kill a bipartisan immigration reform bill by insisting on stringent protections for domestic construction workers, Republicans and business lobbyists charged Thursday. Now, listen to what that means. The unions are trying to stop amnesty to protect American construction workers. And take a guess who's trying to stop the unions from stopping amnesty. Republicans and business lobbyists. You hear what I just said to you? So your Republican Party, who I've warned you for years now, is not the Republican Party that you think it is, are exactly the same as the Demon Cat Party. And now they're fighting the unions who are trying to protect domestic construction workers from the onslaught of illegal aliens who will be, let's say, koshered, to use a phrase that has double meaning, by immigration reform. Immigration reform is, of course, a code word for amnesty. Dallas, Texas. Devin, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
I want to hear the story about your mother when she was, I believe, living in a retirement home, and she complained about the food was so horrible, and she wanted you to arrange to have special food brought in, and you found out later that the food was great, and she was just trying to put a guilt trip on you.
You remember the story better than I do. Look, she got bored in the nursing home, whatever they call it, assisted living. In my day, it was called an old age home. Now they call it assisted living, you know. All right, so she's in the home. It was a lovely place in Florida. I don't mean like, let's say, in The Sopranos at that level. It was, you know, in reality, let's say if that was a 10, this was an 8. She was in a home like an 8. Food was perfectly fine, but she, you know, she was a woman who liked her own food in her own ways. So I'd say from a distance, Mom, what can I do to help you? She says, can you get me Chinese food or Italian? That's all she said toward the end. So I went through contortions. I called a local Chinese place who didn't. I said, well, Ma, can't you just call a Chinese place and have them deliver and put it on my credit card? No, she said, they don't deliver. Well, I said, call an Italian joint down there in Delray. I said, they'll deliver. No, no one delivers. I went through a machination. I called a taxi company. I got a nice guy, Jake. He said, yeah, I'll do it for your mother. I don't know who you are. You sound like a nice guy. I'll drive. I'll get the food. I said, all right, charge me the cab fare plus $15. I did this for weeks, that I delivered Chinese and Italian, and I found out weeks later that they delivered from the same restaurant. She was doing it just to work me over, God bless her. Another guilt trip that somehow I look, that's how they like children in the end. I could just imagine what I'll be if I live. Oh. But I don't think anyone will take care of me the way I did my mother. Nah. Well, I think I'm more like my father. I don't know how long I want to live and how long I will live. It's really not in my hands up to a certain point it is. But I'm nowhere near that. I mean, although sometimes I'm thinking of checking into an assisted living for one reason. See, the radio business is very lonely. You're alone 99% of the time. Then you're on the radio. You're like a nut talking into a microphone. I wouldn't be bad. You could argue over things there. And you get up at 5 in the morning. There's always a coffee cup. There's people to like. There's people to hate. You know, when she was in that home, the assisted living place, it was very nice. Next door was a man 50 years old, a doctor. Would you believe it? He lost his mind. He was in there at 50, a big guy like a freak. He was frightening looking. I was afraid he'd kill her. Every time I came in, he was like a Frankenstein came out of his room. And they wound up putting him in this joint. He never heard a fly.